Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at Mercy, Love, and Grace Motivates God, based upon Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. God, because he does not want people to be dead as a result of their trespasses and sins, has made provisions for them to be made alive or resurrected. His actions were motivated because of his mercy, love, and grace. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. God has done a tremendous amount of planning and work in bringing about the necessary provisions for people to escape being spiritually dead. He wants them to be resurrected from this death and made alive so they can be with him for eternity. Paul is saying that God is not only motivated by mercy, but he is rich in mercy, indicating the abundance of God's mercy. God wants the spiritually dead to avoid being miserable eternally. The love God demonstrates toward mankind is not motivated by what they can or have done for God. It is solely motivated by God's desire for the spiritually dead. He wants to do for them what they cannot do for themselves, that is, to obtain forgiveness for their trespasses and sins. These two actions, mercy and love, are a result of the grace God wants to extend to people. This favor, this act of loving kindness, this goodwill God has extended to sinful people, is all because he wants to. It is not motivated by any human action. God is truly amazing. People have disappointed him, rejected him, and disrespected him. Yet he still wants to be gracious to them, do what is best for them, and not punish them. How can we, as people, truly appreciate these actions of God? How can his followers recognize the full worth of these actions? One thing Christians can do is to hold God in high regard and in high esteem. We can elevate his values and desires. We can encourage others to have high opinion of God and all the mighty works he has done throughout history for the benefit of human beings. Another thing Christians can do is to be grateful for what God has done for mankind in making provisions for us to be raised up with Christ and to be sitting with Christ in the heavenly places. When those in Christ fully recognize and understand the magnitude of the implication of God's actions, then we should be overwhelmed with his character, abilities, and love. It may take a person's lifetime of studying the Bible to fully grasp the enormity of these actions, but that is not to say that a person who is young in this life cannot appreciate what God has done for them personally. Both the novice and the veteran can show their gratitude for God's actions by daily living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program and hope you have a great day living God's way.
It's all that I need.